Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots inside the free zones in the American Redoubt. And our friends outside the wire, this is Radio Free Redoubt. Here to shed the light of truth on the lies, to inform you, encourage you, inspire you, and hopefully motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. And of course, along the way, promoting self-reliance and resiliency, the things that made America great, and to return to those things and preserve those things here in the Redoubt, the safe haven and fallback position for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots just like you. Okay, this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, so thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys had a blessed week. We've got a lot of stuff I'm going to try to blast through. I want to talk about, this is the last push here, to talk about the elections. Are those listening on our terrestrial stations, our AM and FM stations, reaching eastern Washington and northern Idaho? Well, for our friends in North Idaho, you've got a very, very important, a very contested political race is coming up. And you are called to occupy while you are here. And this is your opportunity to occupy, to make sure that there are God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots in those elected officials who are carrying out the duties of governance, and make sure that those are moral, upright people. So this is your chance. And this is, remember what I said, it's got a huge percentage of registered voters not turning out to vote in the primaries. So this is where we make or break our country. It's where we vote for Republicans or those that we think are conservative, and then we can't figure out why our country continues to deteriorate. Well, it's largely in part because you're voting for people who are willing to compromise your values and your beliefs. Because the true conservative person that would be fighting for your values didn't get elected back in the primaries that you didn't show up for to vote in. The left has caught on to this. They're using this strategy to get left of center, leftist so-called Republicans in these positions. Well, now the patriots are wakening up to this. They're slowly coming out of their slumber. And that's encouraging. So we're going to give you a little bit of guidance. And the left is nervous. They're extremely agitated right now. They're pushing back hard, underhanded tactics, using the local so-called, the local press. So we're going to talk about that. But first, I wanted to remind you that let me back up. When I was at Representative Matt Shea's fundraiser this week up at Trezzi Farms, beautiful winery, wonderful people. It's just so great. So, of course, at any of these events, I run into listeners, and I ran into a lady that said, she says, you know, when else do you air? She listens up right now. She's listening on the Liberty Broadcasting. She says, how can I listen to the Sunday podcast? Do you have to have a computer? And I said, well, yeah, it's live streaming over the internet. You have to have a computer, or at least to go to the Podbean site and download the archive of the show. Sometimes you can listen to it during the week if you can't listen to it live. Well, the hang up was, do you have to have a computer? And I thought, well, I have not mentioned this on the Saturday show, because we're live streaming right now, as well as going out over two AM stations and an FM station throughout the greater Spokane area in Kootenai County, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho area. I never thought to give out the number that you can call in to listen. We're live streaming on your telephone. If you don't have the internet, you can call in, or if you have just limited bandwidth, you can call in, and there's a number. I'll give it to you right now. It's 1-857-757-1085. So 857-757-1085. Now, if you didn't get that, you can go back and listen to the, well, Get a pen and paper. I was going to say, go to the website. But if you don't have a computer for some reason, that might be an issue. So get your pen and paper. I'm going to read that number to you again. And whenever we are live streaming, you can call into that number and listen over your phone. And of course, most everybody has unlimited long distance. Okay, you got your pen? Got your paper? All right, here's the number again. It is area code 857-757-1085. 857-757-1085. So share that with your friends and family. Those of you who do have the internet, you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Listen to RFR tab at the top. From the drop-down menu, just click on How to Listen, and you'll see that phone number there listed, along with other ways that you can listen to Radio for Redoubt. But that number's listed there. You can pass that phone number along to your friends and family who have limited bandwidth, metered internet connections, or no computer or internet connection at all. They can call in. So hopefully that helps. Several people have asked about that, and it just occurred to me talking to this listener. A really nice lady actually was playing the viola, and it was beautiful, beautiful. And she turned out to be an avid listener of Radio Free Redoubt, and we got talking, and I had not ever mentioned that number. So how many times do I got to say it? All right, that's enough. So let's move on. We've got, of course, Liberty State is taking off. They're almost sold out of flags again. For the Liberty State flags. I'm glad I got mine. But more and more folks are proudly wearing that or flying that flag at their homes and businesses. And also the logo wear and the bumper stickers on the cars. And you're starting to see them around. And it's exciting. It really is building up a lot of momentum. And one other thing before I get on to the main topic, what I want to talk about today. And I know I'm going to have to go fast because this always goes so fast on Saturday mornings. But today, later on, from 1 to 4, authors Glenn Tate of the 10-book series, 299 Days, longtime sponsor and supporter of Radio for Redoubt, and Amron. And, of course, Amron, and I'm mentioned in one of his books, The 43 Colonels. That was a really cool thing. He's a great guy. He's become a great friend over the years. And he is going to be there with Shelby Gallagher. Shelby Gallagher has just released her new book. They're going to be doing book signings. So if you've got a Glenn Tate book or one of the Shelby Gallagher books, bring it with you and they will sign it. They will autograph those books. You can get your picture taken with them. Of course, probably with the face mask, the I Miss America. Those are cool. I got mine. I need to get a picture taken with that. But they're going to be there from 1 to 4 in the Spokane Valley at the V-Twin Brewery. And, of course, the V-Twin, it's a motorcycle-themed establishment. So if you've got a bike, you're encouraged to ride it in. We're going to ride in some other Patriots, and we're going to ride in, and we're going to spend some time with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, and we'll hope to meet you guys there as well and shake your hands. And get your books signed. I'm sure Shelby's going to have boxes of her books available to buy. If the word is she's going to have books available to buy if you don't already have one that you can bring in to have her sign. So great folks, really good people, down to earth, just really neat people. I mean, you could sit down and just have a cup of coffee with them and just talk about stuff. Just talk about the world, talk about life, talk about kids, talk about freedom, talk about preparedness issues, preparedness topics. They're just so easy to talk to kind of people. I don't think you'd be disappointed at all. Great time to rub elbows with some other Patriots as well. Okay, now this week there was a so-called opinion piece. It's really a hit piece, in my opinion, since we're talking about opinions. In the Coeur d'Alene Pravda. Now, we've seen this happen. It's the same type of yellow journalism type of tactics that we've seen in the Socialist Review. And the Coeur d'Alene Pravda. Somebody asked, this must be a generational thing. No, it's not, because they're old enough to know. But the Pravda. Somebody says, why do you say Coeur d'Alene Pravda? What's that mean? Well, Pravda was actually the state-ran newspaper during the Soviet Union era. And, of course, it was the platform for the communist lies and propaganda that they continuously put out in their regular state-ran publication, their press, the newspaper called Pravda. And Pravda means truth. But Pravda was anything but truth. It was just a political propaganda platform for the Communist Party in the Soviet Union. Now, the Coeur d'Alene Press has a long-standing pattern. There's a pattern here of running hit pieces against conservative values, conservative people, conservative ideals. And one of the things that they seem to really enjoy running are hit pieces on the American Redoubt. So this piece was printed this week ostensibly as opinion, but this is definitely a hit piece, and you'll see why as I go through this. But this is particularly timely because you might have some friends who are misled by this kind of tripe. And it's titled, Beware of These Candidates. And this was printed on May 9th, so just a few days ago. By the way, May 9th, significant date I'm going to talk about. I should be able to get to that today. May 9th, 3 days ago. The Don't Tread on Me. The Join or Die, rather. I'll get to that. Okay, I'm going to get myself derailed here. Bright shiny things all around me. So much stuff I want to talk about. But let's cover this. Beware of these candidates. What candidates? What candidates should we beware of? Be wary of. Well, other than a few noble characters, the Kootenai County Republican Central Committee is a group composed of moral elitists. These folks from a self-proclaimed position of moral authority are canvassing our community, handing out candidate packets filled with flyers of those they want in office. Can voters trust their candidate choices? No, not if one seeks level-headed, thoughtful representation in public office. So, in other words, those Republicans who are passing out the candidate flyers, they can't be trusted, apparently, according to this person. So she goes on to say some of their hand-picked candidates are Leslie Duncan, John Green, Mark Eberlein, Roger Garlock, Raul Labrador, and Janice McEachin. She says, these have been selected at the exclusion of other worthy consideration Republicans in their races. Well, hold on. Why are others worthy of consideration? Well, because they're not the most conservative candidates. This leftist here is saying, beware of these conservative, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots whose views represent yours and mine. They truly want to fight for the things that we're hoping somebody would get in there and fight for. Leslie Duncan, for example, she is the choice for county commissioner over there. I know her personally. I know her heart. I know where she stands on the issues. She wants to fight for private property rights. She wants to keep the sustainable development agenda 21 at bay. She wants to keep your property taxes as low as possible. She wants accountability in the government. She wants to make sure that the government is not spending more than it needs to. And also other policies that erode the North Idaho rural lifestyle. So, do you see a problem with that? That's exactly the kind of people we need. John Green, a patriot. I don't know him personally. I just know of him, and I have not had a chance to meet him yet. But I've been following him, and I've talked to people who do know him personally. He is a man of integrity. He is a man of deep conviction who loves America and our heritage and all that it stands for. And he wants to preserve that. Mark Eberlein, a proven track record, who's currently sitting as a county commissioner. Solid. You talk about level-headed. These have been selected at the exclusion of other worthy consideration public Republicans in their races. These handpicked people are going to get selected if one seeks level-headed, thoughtful representation in public office. So you can't trust these guys because she's saying they're not level-headed, thoughtful representation in public office. Well, Mark Eberlein is the most stellar example of level-headed, thoughtful representation in public office that I've seen in a long time in Kootenai County. Janice McEachin, Raul Labrador, and Roger Garlock, all top patriots, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. None of these people are perfect. There is none that's perfect. There will only be one person in governance who is perfect, and that's Christ when he's ruling. But until then, we have imperfect people to deal with. But you also look at the people, their hearts, what they stand for, the issues that they don't want to bend on. And here's the other litmus test. How badly are the left trying to tear them down and attack them and malign them? That's who you vote for. If the left is scared, so scared that they're allowing people to run things under the auspices of opinion pieces that are really hit pieces against these people, maligning them, saying that these are not level-headed or thoughtful people, that's probably who you should be voting for. But there's more. These have been selected at the exclusion of other worthy consideration Republicans. Who says the others are worthy? What makes them worthy? And here's the other thing. Yes, we can consider them, but you can only vote for one. So who do you vote for? You vote for the one who's going to stand for our principles and our heritage and our conservative values. The things that makes Idaho exceptional, which is the reason why people are flooding into the heart of the American redoubt, Kootenai County being the reddest county in the reddest state, which happens to be the fastest growing state in the country right now. That's why you can't find a house for sale at any reasonable price in Kootenai County right now, because everybody from Colorado and Seattle and California and other places who are staunch conservative patriots fleeing occupied territory. They see that they're on borrowed time. They're making their move. And there's patriots that are strategically relocating, and they're going right to the heart, the center, the bullseye of patriot territory. And this has got the left scared out of their minds. So let's malign these people, these conservatives. So it is expected that these candidates will effectively impose the beliefs of these moral elitists while in office on us all. What makes them moral elitists? See the dig there? The moral elitist tag? These people are not moral elitists. I know them. They just say, these are the principles that I stand for. If you believe in these values, then vote for me. And everybody's going, I'm voting for you. And now they become moral elitists. Why? Because they stand for traditional values, traditional ideals, that marriage is between a man and a woman, that abortion is murder, that the government should be reined in on its spending. It should be as small and efficient as possible, that you should not be burdened by taxes because of irresponsible spending, because they don't want to adopt a globalist-driven agenda that encroaches on your liberties. So that's the things that these stand for. But She says, Idaho, especially Kootenai County, has seen a mass invasion of folks who follow James Wesley Rawls, the promoter of the American Redoubt movement. Many of the Central Committee men are members of this movement. Okay, let's stop right there, because this just gets really good. Idaho, especially Kootenai County, has seen a mass invasion of folks. These are political refugees. Now, I thought you on the left are all about embracing refugees, people who are leaving an area where they've been oppressed, who come for a new beginning, to leave the oppression, to come to a place where they can be free, and especially free from oppression. These are political refugees that are moving here. This is not a mass invasion. But what's interesting is that people like this will look at illegal migrants crossing our border and say that we should embrace them. And they won't recognize that as an invasion, which is what it is, who are coming here illegally. But they'll look at other patriots, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, who are legally and strategically relocating, strengthening the American redoubt. And that scares them, and they call it an invasion. See the inversion? Illegal aliens flooding in by the hundreds of thousands, permanently altering the demographics of the Southwest United States and taking down those states economically and bankrupting them is not an invasion, but patriots moving to an already conservative area is an invasion. And they follow James Wesley Rawls, the promoter of the American Redoubt movement. Many of the Central Committee men are members of this movement. Stop. There is no membership in this movement. Is it a movement? Yes. And it is a movement that can't be stopped. You can write your articles in the Pravda. You can try to do your hit pieces on it. And this just gets better. I'm going to cover that. But actually, let me cover that when I get back. Let's take a break. So we're going to read through the rest of this tripe that was printed in the Coeur d'Alene Pravda, ostensibly as opinion. But this is a hit piece that they allowed that they never should have allowed if they call themselves an objective newspaper, because this is just hateful mislabeling. It's a hit piece against their fellow countrymen with very deceptive tactics. What I like to call yellow journalism. I'd like to thank our sponsor for this segment, Works LLC, Works Custom Holsters, for your holster needs, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Go to works.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. We'll be back in a minute.
And lastly, obligation number 8. Dedicate a part of your everyday life to the bringing of these requirements of American citizenship to the attention of fellow students, fellow workers, neighbors, and friends.
We are back at the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is segment 2, brought to you by Riverfront Suites, patriot-owned business right on the beautiful St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. If you need a place to just get away, check them out, riverfrontsuites.com. Great folks. Thank you, folks, for supporting our sponsors. Thank you to our sponsors for supporting us. Okay, now, where I was picking up, where I left off, this hit piece against the hand-picked, the radical extremists, started off with members, many of these Central Committee men are members of this American Redoubt movement. And then she goes right into this. Like the Aryans, the Redoubters have brought their hateful intolerance to our community. Okay, false. Redoubters are nothing like the Aryans at all. There's not any comparison there. Redoubters are God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who believe in traditional American ideals, who are tired of the oppression. They see what's happening to their country. They see the republic in decline, and they are gathering together to strengthen an already extremely conservative area. What you say is hateful and intolerant are Christians who don't want to tolerate socialism or communism or any type of immoral injustice, oppression by government, oppression by social pressure. They want to move to where their children are not going to be indoctrinated against the parents' will into adopting things that are destructive to them and their Christian heritage and their conservative values and beliefs. But you call that hateful intolerance. Anybody that doesn't want to tolerate things that, well, if we tolerated, would not make us who we are. And that is Christians who are striving to hold on to our heritage and what made America great. The most hateful demonstrations of the most extreme hate that I've seen are from the left and against Christians. But unlike the Aryans, they seek to control our government to impose their political ideology upon the rest of us. But what's interesting, you duplicitous hypocrites, is that what you're trying to do is control our government to impose your political and social ideologies upon the rest of us. So when we resist it and we say this is a sexual perversion is wrong, this high taxes is wrong, killing children is wrong, disarming us is wrong, going against the Constitution is wrong, we oppose this. Now all of a sudden we're hateful and we're trying to force our political ideology upon the rest of them when what we're doing is trying to preserve what America was for the last 230 years. You're the one that's trying to change it. You're the one that's trying to impose this perverse system on us, a communist system. Okay, so here's your plan of action, patriots. I want you to go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. I want you to find the article that we've posted. We've gone through the trouble, and we've posted North Idaho Voter Guide. It also has an embedded Idaho Primary Election Day PDF form. You click on that, you print it out, and I want you to forward that link and forward that PDF to five people that you know and tell them to send it to five people they know. You know five people that you can send this to. Even if you live in Washington, help your patriots on the other side of the border in Idaho fight for freedom right now. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, go to the North Idaho Voter Guide, and find out who to vote and pass out to five people that you know. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 p.m., RadioFreeRedoubt.com. God bless.